Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is our Grammy preview episode. If you were thinking about watching the Grammys and you're like, I don't know what to do, watch the Grammys. Bet along with us. There will be a prize involved. I mean, like, between Tony and me. I don't know. If you could set your own rules and your own prizes, I don't care. It's your own life. I recommend it. It makes the thing fun. Why watch an award show unless you have a horse in the race? So, Tony and I, someone that you occasionally hear from on the podcast, we'll go through 15 or so of our Grammy categories and say who we think are going to win. At the end of that, that being Sunday evening, we will discuss what happened on the Grammy telecast, an award show that neither of us care for all that much. All right, so here's the plugs. Tonight, February 10th, at the Wonderland Ballroom in D.C., I will be hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody live with guest Jennifer Vinison from DC setlist Philippe Schaper and Harris Face. And then later in the month, at the end of the month, on February 26th, I think that's right, February 26th, I'll be at the Whistler. And on February 27th, I will be at the Hungry Brain, hosting probably, I think, the best lineup we've had in a very long time. We have Dmitry Samaroff, famed author and cabbie, as our guest, comedian James Fritz, and music from Scott Lucas from Local H. So please come to those three shows, fly around with me, and we'll have a good time. So without further ado, here's Tony Beasley and I talking about our Grammy predictions for the 2012 season. Tony and I have been friends for quite a long time, and the reason why we do this Grammy roundup and we do Oscar roundup and blah, blah, blah is because Tony is the only guy that I knew that subscribed to Entertainment Weekly in college, and he was my editor. That's true. He was my editor at the Polya, and I was the magazine editor, which means I got to write dick jokes about rock and roll and stuff, and Tony wrote about hip-hop because he knows way more about that than me. Does that make sense, Tony?
Yeah, that's fairly accurate.
I think so. And that's why we like to do this. Neither of us are – I don't think you're a gambler. Are you a gambler?
I do gamble quite a lot, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. I won like $100 on the Super Bowl, man.
Really? How'd you win? Did you do squares? Did you have teams? Did you do like the 2 minute over under? What did you do?
No, I've got an online bookie in Latvia.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
It's legal in Latvia.
Fair enough. All right. I didn't know that about you. We're gonna be doing more betting over the years. Anyways, I don't like award shows unless I have a horse in the race. So Tony and I are gonna do is put a horse in the race for you, the listener at home. Last year we guessed on the Oscars. I don't know how you would refer to it, and I barely beat you.
Oh, that wasn't last year. That was like 2009.
No, that was last year. Trust me. We did this last year for the Oscars.
You did this last year?
We did this last year for the Oscars, not the Grammys. We're doing the Grammys now.
We are doing the Grammys. All right,
yes,
got it.
I guarantee you, because it's on the website. If you go to the back episodes, you can see a photo of a silent film collection that Tony still owes me because I won that evening.
I feel like that was a long time ago, but
it's not a long time ago. You're wrong. Okay, continuing on that thread, this is for best rap album. We're going to start at category 24. Play along at home on the Grammy website. Go to grammy.com/nominees. They are listed 1, 2, however many there are. We're starting at 24 and going up. When I say go up, I really mean down. We're going to 24-1. We're not doing country because we don't know or care. Well, I don't care. I'm sure we both know. We're not doing classical because that's just a complete shot in the dark. We're starting with stuff we kind of maybe know and going to the top. Make sense?
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, so number 24, best rap album. We have Watch the Throne, Jay-Z and Kanye West, The Carter Four, Lil Wayne, Lasers, Lupe Fiasco, Pink Friday by Nicki Minaj, and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. Who is your pick?
My favorite, and also the one I think is going to win, is Watch the Throne, Jay-Z and Kanye.
That's your favorite?
Absolutely.
That is not my favorite at all.
You're going to go with Twisted Fantasy, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, but I'm going to actually put my money down and Watch the Throne.
All right.
Voters know Jay-Z. He's safe. No one really likes Kanye solo, but they like him more. Nicki Minaj is maybe. Lupe Fiasco, absolutely not. Lil Wayne, not nearly as loud as he has been in past years. That's my reasoning. What about you?
Kind of along the same lines. I just think Watch the Throne is actually legitimately the best album out of all these.
Have you listened to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Yeah, I know, and I'm in the minority on this because I know everyone fucking loves that album, and I understand that it's good, but I thought Watch the Throne was better.
Well, you're so fucking wrong. One is a great pop album, and one is a brilliant concept album. You're so wrong. I like both, but you're completely wrong.
I can't put Kanye and concept album in the same sentence.
He's done his first two records were concept albums. What are you talking about?
What's the concept? He's awesome. That's the concept.
No, the concept is school. I need to go back to school. Now I've graduated in my other form. Actually, Then the third one was Late Registration, was kind of a loose trilogy, whatever. And then fucking 808s and Heartbreaks is a total concept album, and they do it at the beginning. You're totally wrong. You're absolutely
I don't buy it. A rap concept album to me is like King Ghidorah, where the concept is fucking Godzilla is coming to Earth.
That's fine. Why not have more?
I don't know. I don't buy it. And I want to say one thing about Lupe Fiasco. That is one I listened to literally today on Spotify, and I had high hopes for it because I like Lupe Fiasco. Mm-hmm. I thought this album sucked.
I'm not going to disagree. I want to like Lupe. I really want to like Lupe Fiasco, but I just don't. I'm sorry, people.
Oh, I agree. I don't either. I don't anymore.
But didn't you feel like you kind of had to like him? Like, oh, he's saying all the right things. His stuff isn't bad. Kick Push is an idea, is a great song, but in reality is super boring.
Yeah, I did. And I thought that was better music, too. But this album, I thought he got all, you know, political and very heavy-handed, which I absolutely hate. When artists do that, and
yeah, hey artist, if you're gonna be political, and I should, you know what? Screw it. If you're listening to the show, you already know what I think. I don't like when artists claim to be equal rights. They claim to think women and men are on the same playing field, yet rap about the religion. Like that completely negates all of the other stuff. Like if you put God and all that crap above. You know, day-to-day life, you aren't actually a proponent of equal rights. Sorry, I've lost almost everyone at this point. Tony, what do you think?
What do I think about that?
Yeah, because Lupe is a big, he's a Muslim, and fine, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But you can't rap about anything in terms of equality once you're a Muslim, once you're any type of religious person, and rap about a god. I like my god. I like my god in rock and roll, someone that will damn me to hell, a la Johnny Cash, or non-existent, or fuck it, I'm the Stooges. Like, those are the only ways I like it. And I know that's stupid, but go ahead.
This reminds me of your monologue from the other night about being a Mormon.
Oh, thanks for listening to the show, buddy. I appreciate that.
That was good stuff, man.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
So my problem with Lupe Fiasco, it's less of a philosophical thing like you've identified.
Well, he talks about it a lot in this record.
I'm just saying, my problem is less of a philosophical one and more of a, it's just annoying to me when musical artists take themselves so seriously and want you to feel a message and that you're supposed to like the music for the message. Just like the music for the music, for
That's
lack of a better.
That's why I like Kanye. Sorry.
I like Kanye, too. We're both picking the same artist.
Yeah. We're both picking the same record. Okay, we have to move on. We're only in category one. Category 23, Best Rap Album. All of the Lights from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Black and Yellow from Rolling Paper. I Need a Doctor from, it doesn't say. I know it's an Eminem album, but it just doesn't say. That's really weird. Look at Me Now from Fame, F-A-M-E. Otis from Watch the Throne. And The Show Goes On from Lasers. What is your pick, Tony?
You go first. I need to think about it.
I'm going to go with Otis, but I've already written all my picks down. I'm kind of regretting that because I think it might actually go to I Need a Doctor because the Academy really likes Eminem and he's not nominated for Best Rap Album, so I'm thinking it might be that. But I'm gonna stick with what I initially thought with Otis, which has an amazing fucking Otis Redding sample, and I think it's the second best song on Watch the Throne. Tony?
Yeah, well, you heard what I just said about that album, so obviously I'm on board with that. I think Otis is a great song.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is something that we kind of get into every time we do this, but I'm not sure if I agree with the distribution of wealth theory of the award shows.
Okay.
But I hear your point. I'm gonna go with Otis, my favorite, and I think it's gonna win.
This is a very good category. I would not pick All the Lights for best rap song. It's not the best song on that album. It's a good song. Just kind of surprised. Black and Yellow would not surprise me if it won. It really, really was popular this year. Look at Me Now. Yes, of course. But Chris Brown, Academy voters, I don't think so. The Show Goes On from Lasers, whatever. No one cares. Okay, moving on. Okay, go ahead. Chris, sorry,
just one thing about Chris Brown. He's actually, I think he's got a couple of noms in the R&B categories, which I have to imagine he's got a pretty good shot in. But anyway.
We'll get that's coming up. Number 22, Best Rap/Song Collaboration, Party from Beyonce and Andre 3000 from 4. I'm on 1. A lot of people from We the Best Forever. I Need a Doctor, once again, What's My Name from Rihanna and Drake. Motivation, Kelly Rowland's and Lil Wayne. And All of the Lights, Kanye, Rihanna, Kid Cudi, and Fergie. Who are you picking, sir?
It's a toss up for me between All the Lights and What's My Name.
Okay.
I think the Academy is going to give somewhat of a nod to Rihanna somewhere.
Okay.
You know, and I think this might be the place to do it. So, and I think Drake is going to get some recognition too. Drake has had a really, really big year. I'm actually a big fan.
I am not a big fan at all. I think Drake's awful, and he looks like he skinned Lionel Richie and wore his skin on his newest album cover.
It's a Canadian thing.
What? The fuck is that? It's always 1985 in Canada. So which are you going with? What's My Name?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with What's My Name.
All right, I'm gonna go with I Need a Doctor, which is our first separation of the evening, which is very good. That needed to happen. All right. Yeah. Once again, I think it's a very close category. Let's move on to 21. Best Rap Performance. Look at Me Now from Fame. Otis from Watch the Throne. The Show Goes On from Lasers. Moment for Life from Pink Friday. Black and Yellow from Rolling Papers. What are your thoughts, Tony? I'm split between two right now.
My thoughts are, why is this a separate category from rap?
One's for songwriting, one's for performance.
So this one is for the rapper.
This is for the actual way the rapper says the words.
Yeah, all right. Well, in that case, I think I'm going to go with Otis.
Okay, I'm going to have to agree. I really think if it's not Otis, it's going to be Black and Yellow.
Uh-huh.
Just because that's so catchy. But Otis is really good, too. All right, this is stupid. Moving on. Best R&B album, Fame by Chris Brown, Second Chance by El DeBarge, Love Letter from R. Kelly, Pieces of Me by Ledisi, and Kelly Price. What are your thoughts?
Brandon, I wouldn't know who El DeBarge, Ledisi, or Kelly Price were if they walked into my apartment right now with t-shirts saying their name on it.
They probably have those t-shirts.
I wouldn't know who they were. So with that in mind, I'm going to pick R. Kelly because it's fucking R. Kelly. Why not?
This is the category where if 2/5 of the nominees were brutally, brutally murdered, I would not be upset in any way. I'm thinking Kelly Price just because she's the only one.
Is she dead?
No, she's not dead, but is the only woman in the category with one guy that beats women and one guy that pisses on little girls. And then you got two guys that are on major labels and then a woman. So, this is tight. You know what? Fuck it. I don't want to go with R. Kelly, though.
Take Chris Brown.
No, I'm going to go. Brown. Fuck you. No, absolutely not. I'm going to go with Ledisi, and here's why. Ledisi is on Verve. The record label Verve, highly respected label. I think that they might get votes just for that. That's my only train of thought. Let's move on because we obviously... Oh, by the way, I used to listen to all these songs. Tony and I used to prepare for a week, and I've decided to do the exact opposite this year. Tony has actually listened to most of these songs.
That's pretty generous. I listened to some of the rap albums and a lot of the other stuff I've actually heard before that we'll get to. But
and I have not.
R&B is not one of those categories.
Moving on. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just skip R&B song. You know what? Let's take R&B album off the table, too. Let's make this more... Ugh. All right. Sorry, R&B. It's just not happening. Okay. Yep. Best alternative music album. Bon Iver with Bon Iver. Codes and Keys from Death Cab. Torches from Foster the People. Circulatal from My Morning Jacket. The King of Limbs from Radiohead. Tony, what is your pick?
Here I have a separation between my favorite and who I think is going to win.
What are those?
My favorite out of all of these may or may not surprise you, but it's the My Morning Jacket album.
That surprises me a little bit.
Probably because I saw them perform it live this summer, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to, unexpectedly. Okay. But I think Bon Iver is going to win.
Yeah, I'm putting Bon Iver down. Did you see him on SNL?
Yeah, it was really fucking good.
Really awful. It was the exact opposite of good. See, we have different opinions.
Oh, man. Maybe it's because the last thing I saw in there was, what's her face? Lana Del Rey. I mean, compared to that.
I prefer Lana Del Rey. I prefer that.
Bon Iver was like the Beatles compared to Lana
Del Rey. No, okay. Lana, my friend pointed this out to me. Bon Iver is only great if you've been divorced. It sounds like divorced from a males in their 40s and I'm white perspective. I'm good. I don't want that in my life.
Maybe I've been living here too long.
You have been living in me. It's very cold there. It's very warm in D.C.
Yeah. For everyone's knowledge, I'm in Minneapolis, which is very close to where Bon Iver is from. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
And I've had people telling me about Bon Iver since I first moved here, which was, I don't know, I was like three and a half years ago when he was just a guy from Western Wisconsin.
All right.
Yeah.
Best rock album, category 15. We got Rock and Roll Party, Honoring Les Paul by Jeff Beck, Wasting Light, Foo Fighters, Come Around Sundown, Kings of Leon, I'm With You, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and The Whole Love by Wilco. Tony, what's your pick? I've already written
This was a tough one for me. I tried to listen to the Wilco album today.
What'd you think?
I really wanted to like it, but I didn't.
Oh, what about track one? Did you like track one?
I listened to it on shuffle mode.
No, that's wrong. No, oh man, no. I could see where you're. Okay, listen to it in order. Just give track one another shot. It's one of the best songs of their career. As an album, it's really good.
The first song that came on the shuffle was "I Love My Label and My Label Loves Me."
No, that's not the first song on the album.
Okay.
No. You need to listen to that track one. Wilco might be the best band track one of their entire career.
All right. Well, you've also always been a bigger Wilco fan than I have.
But to be critical, I really did not like Wilco, and I really did not like Sky Blue Sky, which were their last two records. I still can be critical, but I still think track one, they are an amazing track one band. They really put a lot of stock into that.
Okay. And kind of piggybacking off that point, you know, the award goes for best album.
That is true.
Best overall album. I think Foo Fighters is going to win this category.
Yeah, I'm going to put you down with that as well. Foo Fighters track one is the best song on the album.
Which track is that?
White Limo.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great track one, isn't it?
That's one of my favorite songs that I think it's in my top three Foo Fighters songs, I think.
It's not in my top 10, but it's in my top three songs of the year. That's how much I liked old Foo Fighters.
Oh, man. That's a great, great song. Hilarious video.
Good video. I hope you never see them play it live.
Oh, God. I wish. I really wanted to see Foo Fighters at last year, I think, at the Lollapalooza. But
I saw them at the Verizon Center. It's a hometown show, 11-11-11, and every one of their songs was at least double in length.
Not
Monkey
so awesome.
Wrench was 10 minutes. No, it's not awesome. It's awful. It was the worst. The White Limo was at least 6.5 minutes. The song's
that's right. You wrote about this.
Yes.
This is something else I read of yours. I thought it was very well done. It made me think about Foo Fighters in a way I had not previously.
Oh, I fucking love that band. I got to stop swearing, too. It's losing all of its power. Moving on. Best rock song. The Cave from Mumford & Sons. Down by the Water from The Decemberists. Every Teardrop is a Waterfall by Coldplay. Lotus Flower by Radiohead, and Walk from Foo Fighters. This is a complete toss-up except Decembers. There's no way the Decembers are winning, but who do you put on this? I don't have a clue.
I don't either. If someone put a gun to my head right now and asked me to pick, I think I would go with Walk, just because I think it's a very Grammy-friendly song.
Okay, go with Walk. What are you you're going to go with Walk then?
Yeah, but I'll say my favorite has got to be, as much of a kind of earworm, non-Decemberist song this is Down by the Water.
Yeah, the Decemberist record from the King Is Dead is a great record. But I'm going to go with The Cave just because it's really catchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a highly accessible Frightened Rabbit, not nearly as good, but I get why. So I'm going to go with that. Moving on.
Yeah. Mumford & Sons has had a hell of a year. And I'll say this. I saw about a year ago, actually, I skipped the Super Bowl to go to a Decemberist concert here in town.
Really?
And their live performance of this song was pretty incredible.
Yeah, the Decemberists are a great live act. Go check them out. Moving on to something a little bit harder here. Best hard rock / metal performance. On the Backs of Angels by Dream Theater. White Limo from Foo Fighters. Curl of the Burl from Mastodon. Public Enemy Number 1 from Megadeth. And Blood in My Eyes from Sum 41.
Oh, God. I tried to listen to all of these. Today I actually listened to Public Enemy Number 1, which is a surprisingly great track.
Does it sound more like early Megadeth or Cryptic Writings Megadeth, which is what I like and most people don't?
It does not sound like early Megadeth, but I still liked it.
Okay.
That makes sense. And I'm a huge fucking Mastodon fan. I've seen them here. That's one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to.
Slow down. Who else was on that bill?
Death Clock.
Really? How was that?
You might kill me for this, but so Mastodon opened for them.
Okay.
And by the time the Death Clock came on, me and my buddy who I went with were so enamored by what we just saw that we thought Death Clock couldn't possibly top it, and we left.
That's fair. I understand why. One is a sort of joke, and one of them is a real massively good band. So
yeah, and they started playing the cartoons and shit, and we were like, we're out of here.
All right, that's fair.
I think we foreshadowed this category. I think I hope and I think that White Limo is going to win.
Oh, White Limo is going to win because it's the only song where people know and won't feel like shitty for voting. Like, even if I'm not going to listen to that Dream Theater song, but there's no way Dave Grohl has done enough good PR where he's the most well-known name in the category. So I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you got to hand to Dream Theater. I feel like I've been listening to a lot of Eddie Trunk Live. Do you ever listen to that?
I do not. I have no idea what that is.
He's a guy that hosts the kind of Scorpions channel on XM, the channel that plays like AC/DC and Scorpions and Ozzy and stuff. He knows a lot about. He sounds like Matt Pinfield when he talks, but it's not him. When I hear him talk, I picture Matt Pinfield in my head, because I don't really know who it is. But he was talking about Dream Theater, and of course, he's a huge fan. Anyway, I digress.
Give me a second here right now, because I'm looking up the Dream Theater albums. If I'm correct, Dream Theater released... Yep, that is correct. Okay, fantastic. Dream Theater released an album called Live Scenes from New York on September 11th, 2001. And the alternative cover is the only cover... The alternative cover, which was quickly pulled from shelves, which we sold at the record store when I worked there at the time, features New York, the Big Apple, on fire. And clearly in that fire is the Statue of Liberty and the World Trade Center. So check that out if you can. Called Dream Theater... Live Scenes from New York, that's the original album artwork. We had to pull all of those for the really shitty replacement artwork. Anyways, back to the Grammys.
Sorry, yikes.
I just wanted to make sure that was right. Okay, rock performance. You still there?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Every teardrop is a waterfall from Coldplay, Down by the Water, The Decemberist, Walk by Foo Fighters, The Cave from Mumford & Sons, and Lotus Flower by Radiohead. Tony, what's your pick?
Walk.
Okay, you're going to go with Walk. I'm going to stick with The Cave. So you're going to do a Foo Fighters sweep.
I think this is going to be a big night for Kanye and the Foo.
I completely agree.
Absolutely.
All right. Best dance/electronica album. Zonoscope by Cut Copy. 4x4=12 by Deadmau5.
It doesn't equal 12.
I know. Nothing But the Beat by David Patera. Body Talk Part 3 by Robin, and Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex. Tony, give me two answers here. What is your favorite, and which do you think will win?
This is a tough one, because surprisingly, I've got a lot of this music. My favorite is probably Cut Copy.
You're wrong. It's Robin. Robin is the best one.
Okay. Well, I think Cut Copy is my favorite, and I think it's going to win.
Really?
And I've also, this year, I've also become a Deadmau5 convert.
Okay.
I've got a lot of his albums and a couple live performances. It's fun to look at. He does a lot of, you know, cool shit with his mask and the graphics and whatnot. It's pretty neat.
I'm putting my money on Skrillex. I think it's a safe bet.
Plus, he's Canadian. He's from Toronto.
Skrillex was in from first to last.
Plus, Deadmau5. Do you know the story about how he came up with his name?
No.
No. So here's this got a lot of credit for him in my book. It was his IRC chat name from when he was a kid, because he would build computers, you know, like in the big boxes, like how they used to be in the big with the big CPU shells. And one day he found an actual Deadmau5 in the computer.
Oh, cool.
And he was going to actually have his name be Deadmau5 spelled out. But back in the IRC days, there was a character limit to how long your name could be. So that's the moniker that he chose.
That's a good tidbit. Thank you.
That's pretty cool, right?
That is pretty cool. I'll give you that.
He's a hacker. So he's cool in my book.
All right. Moving on. Best dance recording. Razor Reppin', Deadmau5 and Greta Slubich. Barbra Streisand by Duck Sauce. Sunshine by David Kutira and Avicii. Call Your Girlfriend by Robin, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex, and Save the World by Swedish House Mafia. Tony, what is your pick?
Call Your Girlfriend.
All right. That is a great song. I want that to win. I still think it's going to be Skrillex.
And just to be clear, I like that song a lot. I'm picking it, but the whole album I don't like as much as you do.
Robin?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. It really grew on me. I can't get sick of Robin right now. But
yeah.
Here's why I think. I never even realized that she was like a big pop superstar in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of changes it for me. Number 8, Best Pop Vocal. 21 by Adele. The Lady Killer by CeeLo Green. Born This Way, Lady Gaga. Doo-Wops and Hooligans by Bruno Mars, Loud by Rihanna. Tony, what is your pick?
I really want Adele to win, so I'm going to go with Adele.
I'm going with Adele, too. I mean,
I thought she got, so my in my memory, one of the if it wasn't the last time, it was one of the previous times that we did this in 2009.
3 years ago when that's 18 when she, came out.
That's when she was up for, you know, Best New Artist, and I thought she got...
It was 19, I apologize. It was 19, not 18.
Yeah, I thought she got kind of screwed.
She won most of the things she was nominated for.
There was something big she didn't win. I think Chasing Pavement should have been Best Song of the Year, I think.
All right, well, anyway, I think it might have been, actually.
No, it didn't win. It didn't win, and I was sad.
All right. Best Pop Duo / Group Performance, Body and Soul by Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse, Dearest by the Black Keys, Paradise by Coldplay, Pumped Up Kicks from Foster the People, and Moves Like Jagger from Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera. What is your pick?
I think my favorite is probably the Black Keys song, but I feel like Maroon 5 is going to win because everyone's kind of obsessed with Adam Levine right now.
Okay. I completely agree with the obsessed part, but I'm going to go with Body and Soul considering she's dead. Amy Winehouse is now dead, therefore she will win an award.
Fair point.
All right. Best Pop Solo Performance, number 5. Someone Like You, Adele, You and I, with An Umlaut Over the U by Lady Gaga, Grenade by Bruno Mars, Firework by Katy Perry, and Fucking Perfect by Pink. What's your pick?
Gotta go with my girl Adele.
Yeah, I'm going with Adele. They can go to anybody. I'm going to go with Adele. Adele's going to win on pretty much everything she's nominated for. Best New Artist, The Band Perry, Bon Iver, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, or Skrillex. Who is your pick?
Insert comments about Best New Artist not really being new. Ha ha ha. Bon Iver.
I'm going to go with Skrillex. I think Skrillex has made the industry more money than Bon Iver, therefore it will be Skrillex. Top 3. Here we go. Number 3, Song of the Year, All of the Lights from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, The K from Sight No More, Grenade from Doo-Wops and Hooligans, Holocene from Bon Iver, and Rolling in the Deep from 21. What's your pick?
Rolling in the Deep, baby.
Yep. I feel like we're, like, cheapening the betting, but to bet against that is stupid. So I'm just gonna
it is kind of stupid. Well, what's going to happen is it's not going to win.
No, it's going to win. It's going to win.
Yeah, it's going to win.
Album of the Year, 21, Wasting Light, Born This Way, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, or Loud. Do you want me to just put Adele?
Yeah.
Yep, it's going to be 21. It has to be.
Maybe, you know, part of me thinks that Lady Gaga might win something, but I'm not sure what it would be. She's outmatched in all these categories.
Yeah, same with Rihanna. And I think if it doesn't go to 21, it's going to go to Wasting Light. Just because the Foo Fighters are, like, now the veteran band. But I don't
think
this
is a pretty good. This is a pretty good Grammy year. This is a better Grammy year than it is an Oscar year.
I don't think any of that's fair. Grammys are totally different than the Oscars. The Grammys, no one's getting exposed to new anything with the Grammys, where the Oscars is now people will see 5 films they didn't see before. There's a huge benefit to that.
And yeah, but for the award itself, I feel like I'm more invested and I'm more interested in who's going to win the Grammys this year.
Really?
For probably the first time ever than I am the Oscars. I think it's a dog shit Oscar year.
I don't think it's a very good Grammy year either, sir. Speaking of which, let's listen to our record of the year. Number 1, Rolling in the Deep. Number Holy Sirene by Bon Iver. Grenade by Bruno Mars. The Cave from Mumford & Sons. Firework by Katy Perry. Are you going to go with Rolling in the Deep?
Yeah.
I am too. All right, fantastic. There we go. We are done. Tony, any final parting words for our Grammy listeners?
No. Enjoy the show. Enjoy all the performances. And hopefully MIA will be there to, you know, flip you the bird again.
Oh, it's so boring.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you think of Madonna's halftime performance?
Best halftime show ever.
It's in my top 3.
Best halftime. Don't say Prince is number 1. That was a normal Prince show. He didn't do anything special.
God damn it. That is my number 1.
Yeah, that everyone's number 1 is Prince. It was just a normal Prince show.
Oh, no. People always say U2.
U2. No
one says. Yeah, 9/11 year. People always
say that. But no, no one cares. Hey, whatever. That's done. We're 10 years past.
Scrolling the names and all that.
Ugh, boring.
Yeah.
Sorry. 9/11 is boring now.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to record one of these on Sunday night so you can listen on Monday morning and see who is right. We need to pick a thing to bet on. So within the next day or two, you and I need to figure out what we're actually gambling for.
All right. Don't you owe me some weird thing, some Smashing Pumpkins thing?
No, you owe me. I won.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks a lot for doing this, Tony.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Talk to you soon.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.